And the more skills you have, the better you are qualified, the easier it is going to be for you to either get a job or to create a job for yourself.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. And indeed, gone are the days when skills training was frowned upon as something only slow people or those not academically inclined would pursue. The job market for skilled persons continues to grow and has the potential to boost the country's employment rate and the economy. In recognition of this, over 150 young persons from Trelawny and adjoining areas are to receive skills certification through the recently launched Youth Skills Training Program. The program was launched under the theme, Get Certified by Developing Your Skills and Your Future Will Be Bright. That's the vision and the way forward. The skills training program is being financed by the Constituency Development Fund CDF allocation of Member of Parliament Patrick Atkinson with support from HeartTrust NTA. The initiative is being implemented at a cost of $1.5 million.
I entreat you to take this program very seriously because some of you, I hope, will go on to even further studies. We need to have groups of you getting together to form construction companies, your own construction companies, for you to be able to form your own personal little businesses as carpenters, as masons, as electricians.
Member of Parliament for Northern Trelawny, Patrick Atkinson, addressing participants at the launch of the Skills Training Initiative. Participants in the Youth Skills Training Program will receive free instructions, two sets of uniforms, and all related training material and equipment. Upon successfully completing the training, the youth will receive certificates in general construction as well as tool packages.
Out of this, I expect to be born a Trelawny Construction Corps, a group of persons who will be certified so that you can take advantage of the building boom that is about to take place in Jamaica.
Member of Parliament for Northern Trelawny and Attorney General Patrick Atkinson. He says the skills training project is in line with the development plans for the Trelawny area as hundreds of hotel rooms are expected to be added to the parish's growing tourism sector. The initiative is also geared towards positioning youth to gain employment from work to be carried out under the Logistics Hub initiative.
To move forward on this land, productivity, that's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Simone, you dear?
Yeah, me dear, I wonder you just cut me off, so.
Child, me don't know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, I did call for tell us that my granny dead. And the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. I'm call customer service right now, cause this not right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the Commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend the phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.